You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Hey guys, thanks for joining in today, the Best Practice Serial Podcast. I have two of my awesome coaches, Jenny Poulos and Heather Crockett, on today. We're going to be talking about this little subject called core values. So I think it's kind of an important thing. No, I know it's a huge, hugely important thing. And you guys are going to love this. So Heather, Jenny, say hi. And talk about a little bit about why this topic is so important to us.
Hi. Hey guys.
Jenny, you go first. What do you think?
Core values are huge. Once we leaned into and learned the importance of core values, there was no turning back. Yeah. They are the guidepost by which we measure and make all decisions. They help us lean into what's really important. And when something is ruffling our feathers, when something doesn't feel right, we can always tie it back to those things going against our core values. You just can't underestimate their importance. And I love that we hold them so high. We live and breathe them. And we talk to our clients about doing the same. And it's one of my very favorite things.
Yeah. Now, Heather, you're relatively new to the ACT Dental team, you know, newer than, you know, the rest of us. Tell us, you know, core values coming into this whole thing. How important are they, just being a relatively, I wouldn't say newest, but you're like the newer faces around here. One of the newer faces.
Absolutely. And I actually remember my interview with you, Kirk, to take this position at ACT Dental, and asking you what your core values were. And I remember your face lit up and you got so excited. Oh, she's asking about core values. That's amazing. And I ask about core values because it's something that's important to me as well. But I didn't go through my own journey of discovering my own core values until Jenny actually encouraged me to do so. So I did that just so that I would know exactly the process that we have our clients go through. So we have them as ACT Dental, and then we have our own personal, you know, Jenny and I do. And I have learned just how much they mean. And Jenny's absolutely right. When there's something going on in my life that's just not quite making a ton of sense, it's because they're brushing up against one of my personal core values. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're a huge deal.
Yeah, it's funny you say that too. Now, if you're listening or you're watching, like, core values, here's the thing. You've heard about this forever. You're like, oh, core values. And I'm no different than you. Oh, core values, that's really important. And so a little bit of our journey, if you're listening, just the one thing I'd want you to understand is they're the non-negotiable behaviors that people experience at work, or really deep-rooted beliefs that they are just the guidepost for all of your actions. And Heather, what you said is absolutely true. And Jenny, you have them in your own practice that you work in, is like, whenever something doesn't feel good, it all goes back to core values. And so on this journey, when we had a coach come in, his name was Martin. A lot of people didn't like him on our team. I loved him because he was all about getting things done. One of the first things he said when he came into our office is like, I'm going to help you guys. And I think we were the smallest company that he had ever worked with or was working with at the time. And he's like, all right, we don't do anything until you tell me what your core values are. I'm like, oh, I love this. I love it. And I'm like, you know, I was explaining the core values. He's like, where are they? And I'm like, well, they're not anywhere. They're in my heart. They're in my head, like karate here. And he's like, shut up, you know? And so he said, you know, I want them written down everywhere. I want them everything. I want you talking about them every single day because they're the fulcrum for how we're going to make decisions going through in the future. And it was a pivotal conversation for me because he was right. So immediately, I mean, the first thing that we had, if you remember, Jenny, AB got the swell bottles that had our first generation of our core values logos on them. And then he started making us talk about them every single day. Now, what's really cool is we as a team sit in our morning huddles and go, you know, what's our core value today? And this morning's huddle was, you know, a stressful one because we're talking about all these new things that we're doing in marketing. And it's like, okay, always be growing, which is one of our core values. And it just screams that they're alive. So this episode is crazy important because this is like the most important thing you'll ever do. We talk about vision. We talk about mission. And you both have coached a lot of practices across the country. We've all seen visions where people have them like they're 9 pages long. They describe a flower that's growing and a feeling and a soft music. And while those are things that are great to read, it's hard for me to get my brain around like, a huge written vision like that. Don't get me wrong, it's very important. But when you tell me your core values and we practice them, exercise them, hire, fire, reward through them, I'm locked in. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Oh, absolutely. It's true. And visions can be like from these very verbose sort of esoteric, like this is my beautiful life that I'd like to a plan of action and a roadmap. And how you utilize that can vary. It's super important. Core values they're simple, right? They're simple and to the point. And we say, this is how they show up and this is what they mean. And, you know, we talk about them being a guidepost and we use them all the time. I mean, I oftentimes think about them almost as being like a third person in the room.
Yeah.
So
now explain that when you say third person in the room, what does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I'm have to make a hard decision, or maybe even it's not a difficult decision, but I'm just a little bit uncertain about the choice that I should make. I'm really going to pause and say, how would my core values respond to this? It's really great in accountability conversations or difficult conversations with team members. And this is why it shows up in hiring and firing. This brings me sort of back thinking to March 16th. We all know that day. And in my practice, things were sort of changing and we were wondering if we should close. Should we close the practice? We didn't know what to do. I was sitting with the docs in my practice. The leadership team was all sitting in this room and we were kind of going, gosh, like, I'm not sure. Do we close? Do we stay open? And we said, guys, like, wait a minute. What do our core values tell us? And immediately we're like, well, we close. It's the right thing to do. Yeah. So the mandate came down the next day. And we were 100% confident in what we had done and the decision that we made because we were like, this is how our core values would make this decision. So we never turned back. And we felt really good with all of the choices that we made along the way because we vetted them against those things that we knew were core to us and were so important. And they give you confidence in your decisions. And when you have confidence in your decisions, you can move forward. And that's something that's really hard oftentimes is moving forward. But when I can have confidence in those decisions, man, I can be all in.
Yeah, I love what you're saying too, because there are so many times that you don't know what to do. And when you can go back to the deep-rooted beliefs. Now, there's a couple pieces to this. Number one, you got to know what they are. They have to be clearly stated. And they're not like 7 to 13 word sentences. They're just a couple things that clearly describe, you know, who you are and what you do. And you got to let them bake for about 6 months to a year to validate them, because our first generation of our own core values, they're a little bit different. We've tweaked them because we honed in on them, and you know, and you can sleep well knowing, guys, we're making the right decision. And then people go, well, where are we going? You go, I don't know, but we're looking through the lens of our core values. And, and you say that on March 17th, 18th, where I had a panic attack, like one of our core values is give has got to be greater than get. And so like a lot of the team members at ACT were like, well, how's this going to benefit us that we're running a CE conference for everyone in dentistry? And I said to them, I don't know. And I don't really, I'm not heavily invested in that.
We asked you that question many times over too.
Oh, like, but... But in the same token, you know, sometimes the leaders just got to ground themselves in, you know, as a leader, you're not looking for consensus. You're not. You're looking for collaboration. But consensus is deadly, as Patrick Lencioni says in the business, like trying to make sure everyone is okay with where we're going. No, you have to decide where we're going as a leader. And then, you know, the collaboration comes around who we are, what we believe. And you do it at home if you're a parent. You guys have kids at home. Do your kids, I have four of them, do your kids ever go, oh, that's an awesome decision. We're all in. Yeah, we're going to we like going to that restaurant. No, you always go back to the core beliefs or behaviors that make this family work, no different in a business. So it's good stuff. And, you know, Heather, you coach practices on this. Like, is this important early in the process or late in the process or kind of important in a dental office? What do you think?
It's 1,000% important throughout the entire process of the whole business, right? From beginning to end, and letting them bake for a little while is really key, because you'll come up with them and think about them. I mean, mine are still baking, and it's okay to mold them and tweak them, as you said before, as time goes on. But the sooner you get to the concrete core values, the quicker your team can rally around them and know exactly what they mean, right? And I think it's important to make sure there's a couple of bullet points that the team is very clear about what it is exactly this core value means. One of my teams recently came up with a core value. The title of the core value is just Zest, which I love. I totally love this core value. The word that they are using, you just know what it means, right? The passion for what they're doing. So finding a way to have your core value title really show what it means is amazing. And if it needs a little bit of tweaking over time, then that's okay too.
Yeah. Now this is like not a small issue, because you might be thinking, well, I get it. But, you know, companies like Chick-fil-A, 61,000 employees today will all be motioning, moving, making decisions based on your core values. And, you know, they got to be written everywhere. I want to ask you guys, because you guys coach so many practices. Let's talk about both ends of the spectrum. Let's say I'm a dentist listening right now and I go, oh yeah, it's really important. But you know, we don't have them as a logo or anything. We just talk about them occasionally at a meeting every once in a while. Or the other, what are the circumstances of having them really well detailed in which you're using them for hiring, firing, decision-making? And what are the circumstances when you're like, okay, I kind of know what they are. They're a bunch of feelings, and we get these people coalesced around these feelings.
I think you kind of said it right there, and that it's just these feelings. If you approach core values as, oh yeah, it's just this feeling, it's kind of fluff, you won't really talk about them, and you won't have the confidence to sort of post them and put them out there and paste them all over and have them on swag. And then they won't be a part of your decision making. They won't be a part of your culture, because you're not really all in on them. Core values are not just a feeling, right? They are words that are emblazoned in our hearts. And when we emblazon them on our walls and we talk about them all the time, they also become a part of everything that we do and every decision that we make. And again, it just comes back to that. I can sleep well at night, and the trajectory that my business takes will be one that I am comfortable with because it is in alignment with my values.
Yeah.
And the team is going to help support that when you put it out there. This is like TMI. I tattooed my core values on my body this year, my personal core values.
What?
I did. And I let them bake for a long time.
I did not need to know that. But
you're not going to see them on this on this podcast.
No, I was
joking. Other coaches have, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I did. Mine are gratitude and grace. And I let them bake for a long time. And earlier this year, I was like, okay, I am all in on these, and I got a tattoo. So my kids actually talk about it and know what it is. That my, like, those are mommy's values. And my daughter actually told one of her little friends about it, that we are going to be grateful because it's mommy's value that she has on her body.
Oh my gosh. See, our podcast is supposed to be informational and learning, and you guys are learning just like I am. But, and Jenny, you bring up a great point. I used to joke that I don't have a tattoo, but if I ever got a tattoo, it'd probably be our company core values. And then obviously maybe do the personal core values around them. But, a big reason why, so I'm going to give you another why, you know, if you're a dentist and you're building a team, and this will be for a separate podcast, one of the things that you're looking to create is a great team. Now, there's no science that's brilliant around this. You just have to have the right people in the right seats. And the right people are people that share your core values. Now, because you can have somebody who's really brilliant at something. She might be an amazing hygienist. And she sells dentistry all day and makes your job super easy. But she rode a broom to work, and she's evil to work with. And she can't stand everyone in your office. And she thinks the office should be named after her, you know, and that's, you know, and you don't know why you feel so miserable. Well, that's why you feel so miserable, my friends, is that you have somebody who's really good at what they do. They're in the right seat. They're not the right person. Because no matter how much you try to rehabilitate this person, you're never going to rehabilitate them, because they have an built-in fabric that is not matching yours. And I'll just put one more layer on this, because I like to talk about this a lot. When your core values do not match up with another human being relatively, it never, ever, 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 can I say ever enough, works.
You lean into ever one more time.
You can say, well, we're going to try. You know, we don't really value the same thing, but we're going to work together as partners. You know, like, and that explodes at some point. No different than two people getting married going, you know, he values something and I do, she doesn't. You know, we're going to work on this. We're going to go through a lot of counseling, and hopefully our values will come together. No, one person will have to compromise who they are in order to make the other one work. And that's not even really healthy. That's a whole nother podcast right there. But the thing is that core values, once you put them out, you state them, you have a logo, you use them, you exercise them. It's crazy. People come into your life and go, wow, this is a really cool thing. It synthesizes your actions. It makes it fun to talk about it. It makes it just so much easier to do what you do. And if you're on the other side of it, where let's say you're listening and you have a team member who's sucking the life out of you, and you're like, you know, Kirk, it's real easy for you to say that, but I got two people who are sucking the life. It's so easy just to hold up the logo that you got on the swell bottle and go, hey, come on in here. I enjoy having you here for the most part. But you see this logo that's our core values? Like, these are non-negotiable. And I get it that you're working hard, but you can't treat somebody else that way. Now, I get it if you don't want to live by this, but that means you can't work here. It makes it a super easy conversation, because without that, you and I are just talking about how we feel. And that's a potentially dangerous conversation, don't you think?
Yeah. I hope everyone that's listening to gets the chance, like, once you put them out there as a doctor or a leader, to have them become so real and so alive in your practice that you have a team member call you out on them.
Wait. That happens?
It does. And it should. And I would hope that it does.
Yeah.
But you better be ready for that. You better be prepared for that. Like, that's what we talk about, letting them bake it. Because once you put them out there, you better be ready to live by them.
Yeah.
Well, and
go ahead. Yeah.
We say, you know, as goes the leader, so goes the team, right? Mm-hmm.
And
you
now have explain to lead. That. Go back to that. Go back.
You have to lead by your actions, not by your words, right? Nobody likes a hypocrite. So right. you have to live, eat, and breathe your core values, or your team members should call you out on that and say, is this really a core value? Because I'm not seeing it being lived.
Totally. Yeah. And it's so true. And you know, you're opening up a whole nother box, which could be another path. This is why I love these conversations. The leadership team, you know, once you get a leadership team that's aligned, and mostly they're going to be aligned around core values because you're going to bring different talents to that. And so goes the rest of the team. No, you know, it's so funny how these conversations can be, we could probably do a marriage course. No, not a good idea. But like it all starts at the top when everything is aligned. You'll see it with the kids. You'll see it with everybody else. And those are what our healthy organizations are made of. There are dentists that we see, and we see it all the time, not clients that we work with, because this is a core fundamental piece, but there are dental practices out there that you can see they don't spend a lot of time on the things that are important. So they spend it on like scaling and putting it together with another practice and how do we make more money and how do we, you know, and you can see that there's challenges that happen with that. You guys see it all the time. What happens when we don't get the core values a little bit more in place? I'm kind of asking this question the second time, just because it's so important to talk about, because we've been there when we don't have the core values written. What are some other things that we see that are circumstances from that?
Well, you see contention on teams, right? I mean, that's when people don't, when they don't know how they're expected to behave, and we're not hiring and building up team members that know and are in alignment with our core values, we have struggles on teams. We have a lot more conflict. And one of the things that I think you really see is an inability to quickly move through conflict.
Right.
Because conflict is a good thing, right? Radical candor, pushing the envelope, having hard conversations, it's really important for teams. But if we don't know what our values are, and if we don't put them out there and live and breathe them, conflict resonates. And it becomes cancerous to the culture and the health of your team. I see it all the time.
Yeah. Another thing you might want to remember, put a pin in this one, unresolved conflict always becomes a crisis. We just don't know when. When you have a deep-seated, maybe subjective issue, and maybe it's a core values issue or not, it's going to burn. And, you know, I've been there as a business owner. When you have somebody that's not a core values fit, you don't think about your team members that are good ones. You only think about the squeaky wheel that keeps squeaking and you're like, I can't stand it. What's going on? And it's not their fault. It's just that we're not completely aligned about where we're headed, what we believe, and all that stuff. Now, one piece of this core values thing is documenting and then putting them in place and talking. How do we use them? So I get it. You guys, you know, I get it. If I'm listening, I totally understand. How do I use this? How do I make these come alive? What are some of the favorite things you guys see as coaching dental offices when core values start to come alive in an office?
I love that. Heather, you were just in a practice. Yeah, let's hear it.
I really loved, I was just with a client yesterday, and one of their team members came up with this great idea to every morning huddle, have one of the team members shout out a core value that one of the other team members had embodied the day before.
Love it.
Keeping that, you know, all those core values at the forefront of our mind, knowing that's coming, helps us to be more intentional about noticing, right, when a team member is really embodying a core value and making it come to life. So making sure that we say, hey, oh my gosh, Jenny, I am so glad that you were all in last week when you helped me with XYZ. It helps to build up the team too, and helps to solidify those core values even more.
Love it. Love it. And now that you say that too, so Jenny, I have a brother-in-law, Chuck, if you're listening, he works at Odell's Brewery up in Colorado, which is an amazing place. So he just got a promotion and they sent an email to everybody in the company saying, we've promoted Chuck to a new position. And they said, hashtag always better. And Chuck, I love Chuck, but if you're listening, you go, yes. All they talk about, it's an amazing brewery in a very challenged market. Like, it's always better. Like, our motions, our actions, when we hire people, promote people, it's always going back to the core value. I love finding a way to shout it out. Jenny, what are some of your favorite ways you see dental practices bringing them alive?
The daily reinforcement is awesome. I mean, like, having something become habit and talk about it all day, every day is huge. it's funny, like I've had a couple of teams that have put them on their walls and right, like gotten logos and stuff that they put them on their walls. So they always remember them, and it prompts really cool conversations with patients because they come in and they ask like, you know, oh, like what, you know, what does this mean? It's like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked. These are our core values. These are what we hold on a pedestal, and how we make our decisions and how we treat each other and how we treat you. And patients think it's really cool. They're like, wow, that's different. That's neat. All right. And I know Kirk, you've experienced that too, walking in and seeing them emblazoned on a wall. It brings up these really cool conversations.
Yeah, I love seeing it anywhere. And again, it's your flag in the ground. You can do shout outs on social media. We have a practice mm-hmm. here in Wisconsin. When they see a great behavior, they'll do shout out, you know, hashtag on the core value itself. You can do it in a newsletter. You know, sometimes people do. We also have a practice that we coach in Florida. They have a core values champion of the month. You know, so they have three core values, or I think they have four core values, and they find the one team member who is the champion of the core values, and they do a lot of recognition around that, you know, so just to illustrate that these things are alive and well. Another thing you could do is you could do a patient of the week. Somebody, it doesn't always have to be a team member. It could be a patient that completely embodies the core values within your practice. Because again, here's the secret to marketing. It's working with people that share, weight the same, what, beliefs or values. So, wow, that's really interesting. Your least favorite patients, they don't care about the things that you care about. They care about other things. So finding a way to talk about them and going back to them. Now, another thing is that, you know, we talk about recognizing and all that, sometimes changes. You know, Jenny and you and I were talking to a practice last week, or yesterday that was, you know, they're doing a 36-month step-by-step process in which we're helping them get off of PPOs. And they're working with one of the largest mammoth companies. And, you know, talking to one of the dentists, the message can't be, oh, we want to make more money and we want to prep all these teeth and we want to really like crush it now. No, it's a core values decision. You're going to find all roads lead home. And so when we were coaching her, like, you're going to get these questions. Why are you dropping my insurance? Like, you can confidently, clearly, and coherently say something like this. No, as a dental office, we have some fundamental beliefs, and they're deep rooted beliefs about why we do this. And it's our core values. And as you can see, Ms. Jones, these are our core values. One of our core values is this. And our core value is we're always going to do the right thing for the patient. And that's part of the decision-making we have going forward. You're going to have team members that are going to question you about the whole PPO thing. Well, she just wants to make more money. No, it has nothing to do with that. That is an ethical, behavioral, you know, vision decision we're making. And it's going through the lens of those things that we hold deep every single day. And you'll find the more you talk about it, it's really weird. There's like a ratio. The more you talk about them, the less weird problems you have. Do you know what I mean? Because you're going to find, and I was also with my uncle this weekend, who was part of an amazing company. He's since retired, and he worked for a great guy. And he said, you know what? The guy lived by one thing, hire well, manage less. And he was all about core values. He wasn't really looking for talent. Talent was important, but he was looking for somebody to hire really well. Oh, once you found somebody that's a good core values fit, and even if you hire them for a position and they're not really good at it, I can almost guarantee you there's another spot for them in your practice because they're holding the thing that you value and you as a team value most, which is your core values. You're all thinking, how do I get this group of people to work together a little bit better? But it's not so much systems. That'll help. It's not so much paying them more money. It's not so much taking them to a shopping mall and let them spend $300 on themselves and whatever money they don't spend on themselves. You know, we get, you know where I'm going with this. At the end of the day, when you can sit in a team meeting and go, these are my peeps. These are my people. You know, we can hang out. And Jenny, like you said, we can have a little bit of conflict or even a lot of conflict. At the end of the day, no, we all care about the same thing. You know, this isn't me versus you. This is us together. So it's pretty cool stuff. Any last thoughts you guys have on this? Because if you're listening again, you're getting a sense. This is like the most important thing. If you don't listen to anything we do, you can stop right here.
Yeah.
If you get four values, you get a logo either on a cup or on your body, whatever you want to do, and you start talking about it for the rest of your career, I promise you, you're going to see that relationship or that ratio where you're going to have less problems. You're mm-hmm. just going to have a lot less problems because you're going to be talking about the things that matter. Now, I asked you guys for last minute thoughts and I just took over the conversation, but I want to be a little bit more. You guys go. What else matters when it comes to this important topic?
If you haven't done your core value journey yet, while it is hard, it is tricky to go through. I can say that because I've been through it myself for my own personal core value journey. It is 1,000% worth it. Do not wait anymore. Start the journey today.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Jenny, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was thinking back to our whole team was just together a few weeks ago for a meeting. And we kind of rated the meeting at the end. And it was everyone, there was this palpable sense of connection and yeah. and how great it really was. And Heather even commented on it, even about some of the conflict. And that's because we're super aligned around our values.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what a great feeling at the end of some really hard days of strategic planning and things that are draining, that we all can say, like, I'm invigorated, I'm excited. This was so great. And it's not because we have a group full of rock stars. It's because we have a group of people that believe the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And when you get the core values right, you will attract rock stars because people that are good at what they do. If you're looking for an amazing chairside hygienist, or a great front desk team member, or a great, you know, hygienist, or a great team member, or a great coach, they're going to, for the most part, be searching for you too, because they know they're good at what they do and they can pick where they work. And, you know, if you're looking for good examples, I would want to say we always have the best examples. You can go to actdental.com/core-values. You'll see our 6 core values. And we just try to have a little fun with them and illustrate them, but they matter to us. And what I'm going to encourage you to do is figure out a way for you to make them matter in your office, because I'll say it again, it's the most important thing you'll ever do in a business is put your flag in the ground and say, this is who we are, this is how we behave, and this is what we believe. And then all the strategy works with it as you grow. So thank you guys for being on. Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
I'm going to encourage you guys, if you're a dentist listening and you're just trying to figure out how to run a practice and you're struggling, don't struggle alone. Hey, it's hard enough owning your own practice. Like, it's hard enough, you know, being lonely as a leader. We're just geeks about this. This is the stuff we talk about all day long. So check it out at actdental.com. We are a practice coaching company. We'll get you out of the mud and get you moving in the right direction so you can drive to work every day and go, I love this. So thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.